Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Don't forget the webinar after today's show. Immediately following from 8 to 9 this morning, you can sign up at ericstewartgroup.com. I'll take you through the process of how do you get your house ready to get top dollar? When's the best time to sell? What kind of questions should you ask a realtor before you hire one, and so on. Just go to ericstewartgroup.com. Just underneath the opening video there, you'll see a link that says sign up there. And if you don't have the internet and you would like to discuss your upcoming sale, feel free to give me a call on my toll-free number at 800-900-9104. I have offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. And for those outside, and by the way, we have listeners across the world now. And thank you for all of you listening in Afghanistan, Turkey, and other places around the world who have who've logged on, downloaded information. And we have listeners across the country, frankly, who just like the material, enjoy the conversation. And we're grateful for all of you as well. There are three houses I just want to promote to you this morning. One is in Vienna, Virginia. This is at 9812 Oleander Avenue in Vienna, Virginia. We just put it on the market this week for $598,000. Very good value right near Oakton High School. Five-bedroom, three-bath. We really, really love this home. It's got a beautiful lot backing up to some woods. And if you like privacy, if you like a great neighborhood, this is, you know how some neighborhoods, everybody clicks, everybody gets along. You know, everybody gets together and has potluck and a beer and that kind of thing. This is one of those places. If you like that kind of place where you like, you know, it's like Cheers. You move in and you live there and everybody knows your name, then I want you to consider this house at 9812 Oleander Avenue. Great people own it. A wonderful home. Beautifully, beautifully decorated. Five-bedroom, three-bath for $598,000, folks. Also, in Silver Spring, I've got a home on Springlock Court. That is 12621 Springlock Court. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath rambler on three-quarters of an acre with a finished basement, fireplace, two-car attached garage. Very quiet neighborhood close to the ICC and Wheaton Regional Park. Listed for $499,000, so just under $500,000. Beautiful home. Great opportunity. Check that out. Check out all of these listings and the other ones that I have at ericstewartgroup.com. And lastly, in Potomac, we have a house at 7012 Masters Drive in the River Falls community. It's a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, single-family home. Walk to the C&O Canal and has a quick commute to D.C. $1.2 million. Beautiful home. So many other houses that we're bringing on, and we'll discuss those as we go through the next couple of weeks as well. Okay, we think of lead paint, termites, we hear radon. We don't know what some of these really mean. Radon, for instance, it's been around 30 years or so that radon's been talked about. I think radon tests began a few years after I got in the business back in 1987. Well, it's this colorless, odorless gas that comes up through the earth. You know, down deep in the earth, there are radioactive isotopes of different kinds that are dying, you know, essentially. They, over time, break apart. But they emit these radioactive gases that come up through the earth, and in different areas, they come up at higher levels than in other areas. It's a very easy fix 99.9% of the time. It only requires a small incision into the floor of your basement to insert a pipe down into the gravel underneath your subfloor of your basement. So if you've got a concrete slab, as I would say most everybody does, you would drill a hole. Typically, it's about 4 inches in diameter, and you would stick a pipe in. Maybe it's five, and you'd stick that pipe down in, essentially snug it, fit it, glue it. Okay, set it in place, and then you pop it up through and out to the outside of the house. And in the middle of it, you cut the pipe and you create a place to put a small fan, essentially creating a convection that sucks the air from underneath the house and pulls the air from underneath the house through the pipe and then pushes it to the outside. Well, because most houses are poured concrete on top of gravel, you do have a little bit of airspace underneath the slab that you can then draw the air on a consistent basis and pulls it that direction. So it's constantly being pulled away from coming up into the house. It pulls across and over and sucks and pushes out. Well, I had a reading for a home, and this is in a fairly hilly section of Maryland, in the northern part of Montgomery County, in Damascus, Maryland. And the reading came in at 33 picocuries. Now, to give you some reference point, the EPA suggests that you have your home have a level that reads no more than 4 picocuries at a time. High readings typically are somewhere over 4 up to maybe 12. And oftentimes I see 6s and 7s and 8s. Okay, 33, whoa, that's a pretty high reading. Now, I'm a seller's agent. I'm not representing the buyer. And I'm trying to keep the buyer calm, right? Well, you know, it's a no problem situation because you know you can get rid of the radon. It's just a question of how you do it. Well, typical process, you would put in the pipe, which we did, and the company came in. It was about $1,200. They stuck the pipe into the floor, started the air draw. They were able to lower the radon reading down to 10 from 33. Substantial move to the downside, but going to need to install a secondary system or do something different about the installation. They were able to actually improve the installation and drop that down a couple more, but not get it below 4. Well, sometime probably in March or April, I'll have John Sweat, he's the radon installer, come in and discuss what he did to solve the problem, because even as we speak now, we have already settled the property. We got the seller to write a guarantee to the buyer that this would be resolved, that it would be brought below 4, and John provided his own assurances. But as it is, he's still working on it a week and a half later. So, it's a story not quite told yet. You want to make sure as a buyer that you know what the level is. You want to have confidence as a buyer that it can be brought below 4. John has assured me, guaranteed me. He said, I don't care what the expense is. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to figure this out. It may in fact require installing 3 different pipes in the basement because of the way the slab sits on the land. Well, we can rest assured that our levels are not as high as some areas in this country. There are places in Pennsylvania, up in the mountains, the Allegheny Mountains, where the levels read over 250, okay, folks? So, you know, it's like smoking a pack of cigarettes without, you know, lighting a match. It's a strange thing, and none of us really understand how it works with each one of us. In fact, the couple who lived in the home, who were selling this home, lived in the house for 40 years, and, you know, it never affected their health. We have people who live in houses with really high radon, and maybe that's the main reason that causes them to get sick. We don't know. But what we do know is we can do what we can to protect ourselves, whether it's the food we eat, whether it's the place that we live, those kinds of things, right? So good to know about radon, good to understand it, and what a challenge sometimes it can be. Rest assured, it's the worst situation I've ever seen in my career, and I would say I've only ever seen one other reading over 20, and that was able to be brought down with 2 systems. This at 33 may require 3. We will see. Well, I'm virtually out of time. I will have my final thoughts in a moment, but let me remind you, right after today's show, 8 o'clock, I want you to sign up now for the webinar. I'll tell you how to get ready to sell for top dollar. Why is now the right time to sell? And what can you do to prepare yourself? What kinds of things will make you the most money? How can you approach downsizing and letting go of the stuff that you own when you feel so encumbered by it? Maybe you live in a large house with lots of stuff and you think, there's no way I'll ever be ready. I think that's a common feeling. I'll walk you through all of that for an hour today from 8 to 9. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. Sign up just below the opening video on the front page. Quick break. We'll wrap it up in just a moment.